Okay, so for today's Limud Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we have an interesting discussion about the following case. Let's say a person had his suit get dirty on Shabbos morning at the Kiddush, and he knows that his other good suit is still in the cleaners. It's already ready to be picked up, but it hasn't yet been picked up. But the question is, can I just pick up from the store my suit so that I could wear it on Shabbos? So in our Limud for today, in Siman Reish Nun Beis Sif Dalet, we learn that even if the garment is totally completed and there was no instruction for the non-Jew to be working for you on Shabbos, still, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Ha'uma, to the craftsman's shop on Shabbos to pick up a completed item. Why? Because of the concern of Maris Ayin. The onlooker might think that you instructed him to work on Shabbos. And therefore, even if the garment is totally finished, but it's in the non-Jew's store at the onset of Shabbos, for you to walk into the store and pick it up is a problem of Maris Ayin, because the onlooker might think that you instructed him to work on Shabbos. And the Pesachim said that even sending a non-Jew to pick it up for you is a problem, because it's Uvda D'chol. You're getting involved in mundane activities, weekday type of activities, by picking up products from shops and stores on Shabbos. And therefore, that also should be avoided. So you shouldn't be picking it up yourself from the store. You shouldn't be sending people to pick it up for you. And that's the general halacha as it relates to picking up items from a store on Shabbos. So if, let's say, the garment was already completed, there's a Maris Ayin issue. So you can't go to the cleaners, you can't go to the clothing store and have the item picked up either by you yourself or by someone on your behalf. There's an interesting question, though, as it relates to a store that's owned by a Jew. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, Tevei Amasko Mi Beis Ha'uman, is unsure about the following case. He says that, yes, generally, even from a Jewish store, we say that don't pick up items from the store on Shabbos, for the very reasons that we prohibit this by a non-Jewish store. But the question is like this. Let's say you need it for Shabbos. You need the garment for Shabbos. You ran out of suits because your suit got dirty, and that's the only other good suit that you have. And it's still in the cleaners, or it's still in the shop. It's still in the Beis Ha'uman. But it's a Beis Ha'uman that's owned by a Jew. The question is, if it's needed for Shabbos, maybe we should invoke the following svar, the following rationale to allow the Jew to pick it up. And that is that maybe there's no concern of Maris Ayin in this case. If I go into the Jewish-owned shop, either it's a dry cleaners or it's a clothing store, and I'm picking up an already completed garment, maybe the onlooker will understand that I didn't ask the Jew to do the work on Shabbos. There's only a concern that the onlooker will think that I'll ask the guy, a non-Jew, to work for me on Shabbos. But no one will think that I asked the Jewish owner of the store to work on Shabbos, and therefore there's no Maris Ayin concern. Maybe it should be allowed to pick up on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure about this. Tzarech in Ladina, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, that maybe if it's needed for Shabbos, there should be a heter, an allowance to pick up the, let's say, suit from the shop or from the cleaners, because there's no concern of Maris Ayin being that the store or the cleaners is owned by a Jew.